Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, but if you are not, I hope that I can give you a word of encouragement. This is Mary Hollis, your host and the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Excuse me. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heal all your diseases, who redeem your life from the pit and crown you with love and compassion, who satisfy your desire with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. That's coming from Psalms 103, verses, and that's an NIV version. What I would like to talk about tonight is a title. The title is called Waiting for God's Deliverance. God can deliver the most hardest criminal or the most hopeless addict in one flat second. With his eyes closed and his hand tied behind his back, if he has a mind to. I know people who made themselves at home in a pit 100 feet deep and 1,000 days long, seemingly without warning, instantaneous delivery of God. One moment they were in the throne of habitual sin, and the next moment they were free as a bird. But let me go back for the first statement that I made. God can deliver the most hardest criminal or the most hopeless addict in 1 second flat. Today I watched the doctors, and Lamar Odom was on there. He is married to one of the Kardashian sisters, and he is been on drugs and committed suicide and tried to commit suicide, and he also the main he was a basketball. He's retired basketball player from the Los Angeles Lakers. But listening at his story while he was while they were asking him different questions, the whole show was about him. But I'm not sure how he's going to come through with all of this. As of now, he is clean, but it's up to him as well as also his spiritual growth as well. But the one thing is what, you know, a lot of people is really been hard on him because of the drugs and being having a lot of money and everything. But sometimes you have to listen to the person's whole story because you don't know what they went through. And also, I am a facilitator for a class called Restoring the Heart. And in that class, you have to go all the way back and talk about when you were a child. Did you experience anything as a child? Did you go anything? Did anyone do anything to you? So in order to sometimes get yourself together and to be able to come out of what you've been going through as an adult, you have to go back, all the way back as a child. And some of the things that you have gone through affects your future and your adult life. And as they were talking to him and asking different questions, I learned more about him. And I can see why the things that's happening to him now did affect what he went through when he was a young boy. His father was a heroin addict. His mother died when he was 12 years old. He was taken care of by his grandmother later on, and she passed. He got married, and one of his kids died at 6 months. So all of these deaths, these are people that have been very close to him that he loved. And these different, he never dealt with this. And guess what? He was drafted at the age of 19. I mean, that was a blessing that he was able to get through into that time in his life to become a basketball player. And, but as he went on to become, and he was a great basketball player, he got championship. But through all of that, he never got through the changes that he, the losses that he had. His father was a heroin addict. His mother died. His mother died of colon cancer, and he was at the age of 12. And later on, when he got married, he lost one of his. He has had a total of 3 children, but one of his son died. His died at 6 months. So all of these different deaths, he never got through. You know, like, and you can understand this too. even going through your grief as the loss of your spouse, there are things that you're still dealing with at this time in your life. Many of you have gone through it maybe 1 year, 2 years, 7 years, 10 years, and you're still dealing with it. Just imagine this young man, what he went through. He didn't have a stable parent to help him to deal with these deaths. And his grandmother died when she took on the responsibility in taking care of him. And then, at the age 19, he got all of this money that he could do whatever he wanted to do. During the same time, he never dealt with all of the debts. And later on, he got on drugs. And he went to rehab several times. He ended up having relapse. But this particular, he just came out of rehab. He went in there for 30 days. But the difference in this time, and I'm hoping that this is the answer to his addiction, that he will not go back. But this rehab, they dug deeper. And what they did was they did go back to his childhood. They did. There was a psychiatrist there that she talked to him about his past. And she found that this had a great effect on his life. And she helped him. He wrote journals every day, writing journals and releasing all those feelings that he had. So I wanted to talk about that because of the title, Waiting for God Deliverance. I'm hoping that God will deliver him completely. He's gotten through this 30 days. And right now he's clean. He's not sure that he's going to go back. But I'm hoping that he will, because there was someone finally went back and discussed, even though he went into rehab before, they never dig deep enough to see exactly why he was going through these things that he was going through. Just know, and also teaching a class, facilitating a class for restoring the heart, it's amazing what people are going through in life now as an adult has affected them because of what they went through as a child. And it's amazing. And think about, if you have any type of behavior or concern or something that you're going through, think about as you grew up, things that may have affected you that is still affecting you now as an adult. So be mindful of that, because it happens all the time. And facilitating that class, I heard many stories, and it all was when they grew up, when they were children, and whatever happened then affected them as an adult. But going further with the story, maybe God has marked his calendar. This is an example of things that how God can deliver you. God may maybe have marked his calendar for a little instantaneous deliverance. I never doubt if he could do that. I am utterly elated when he does. Those are the kinds of testimonies, and just like the one I just told about Lamar Odom, that launches out freight to the moon and bring our congregation to its feet, cheering madly. But if you do not experience it at one time in your life, let me say that once you will go through it, one time in your life, not even in an instantaneous deliverance for something comparative shallow, like a mini pit of some kind, that you will feel one day that you are in a pit. But even though that you're there, God can get you out of that pit. before man was created, God said something, and it happened. Let there be light, and it was light. He could still do that, something he still does, but might notice that a lot of that instantaneous action ceased after man came along. Suddenly, God wasn't so sudden. Time became the vehicle for this wonderful thing came history. You could neither rush or not slow it down. All you could do is ride it. And what a ride it would be for those who preceded us. And what a ride it would be for us now. God itched history not on the land and the nation, but on human lives, not on superhuman, not even on human, particularly impressive human. God seemed to summon the most faithless of all to faith. He is drawn to weakness, perhaps the ultimate proof that opposite really do attract. History unfolds through the encounters and experience of men and women God called to know him, called to trust him, often under nearly impossible circumstances. Think about it. God have accomplished in an instant many of these things that he decided instead to hammer over, just like he did with Sarah. Excuse me, this computer is having a little problem with my computer right now. Just one second here. A scripture, 2 Corinthians 4th chapter, the 6th through the 7th. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who have shone in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure, earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. If your eyes could only see how God is moving in all those, the different ways that he does, he can move chess pieces around the board of maximum impact. It would blow your mind. He is up to something big that doesn't only affect us. He's also after those around you. He's not just interested in impacting the present. He's the one who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. With every is, God is mindful of what was and what is to come, and he is intended to show himself mighty in all of the above. One thing is certain, you can't accuse God of being short-sighted. While you wait for God to work and to manifest your sure deliverance, wrap yourself around him as tightly as you possibly can. Ask him to make you more God-aware than you have ever been in your life. Bend yourself to him with everything you have got so that you will ultimately go anywhere he does. Kings on for their life and never let go, no matter how long it takes. He will never run out of breath or stop to soak his aching feet. Pin yourself so close to him that you can almost hear him whisper to you. His words will live in you, and you will live in him. God does not make his home in a pit. Bound to his glory, bound to his holy robe, never will you. A scripture that goes with this is Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Without hesitation, God offers you a firm place to stand, but your feet are not firmly set in place until you've made your own mind that where you want to be this time in your life. Make up your mind. So if you know when your wait is over and you feel that you're out of the pit, or any situation that you may have gone through in your past, that God can deliver you. He can get you out of this pit and get you back on a firm foundation. So even though I'm sure all of us know someone that have gone through different type of addiction, alcohol, drugs, or whatever type of habit, God is able to clean you up. So I'm hoping that Lamar Odom will go to God and asking God to help him to get through this and not to go backwards again. But I really feel that he might do better because they finally found the reason why he was going through all this addiction, because he never dealt with his past. And I'm hoping that, and his mother, when she died, she told him at his bedside to be nice to everyone. So she was giving him lots of good guidance before she passed. But at 12 years old, having a father as an addict and losing your mother that you were very close to, it's kind of hard to be able to stay focused. But he did, and did enough to be able to go into the NBA, becoming one of the very successful basketball player in spite of his drug addiction. But because he was able to do anything that he buy anything that he wanted, I'm sure that drug was very easy to come by, and that's what helped him to get through those things. Well, he was using that as a comfort to go through. I mean, to whenever he was going through these different changes, this is what he went to. Drugs was his comfort that would take him. Because that's what he discussed also. He would get high, and you didn't have to think about those things that he was going through. So sometimes we do judge people of what happens. We hear, because he has all his money, we figure that, oh, yeah, they always get into drugs. But he never dealt with all those losses that he experienced in his early childhood. And may God help him to get through this and not to go back in that direction. And let me see, we only have a few more minutes for announcement. So I just pretty much wanted to talk about that, and I was trying to find some reading to have a similar story in that same storyline. But we have a meeting this coming Saturday from 9 to 10:30 a.m. That is January the 21st. Please come out. We have calendars of events for the whole year. We also have a flyer of invite for our Valentine get-together. And we do need a total of number of people that will be attending. So we need you, if you're not able to come, to please give me a call to let me know that you will be able to attend. It's going to be on February 18th, but I'll give you more details after the meeting because I want to make sure that this time and date is good for everyone. And also we're going to have some updates regarding the book, and I hope that you will continue to support getting the books sold. There's many widows and friends and family out there that you know that could use the book. I take it everywhere I go, and I just, you know, always have it with me. And someone is always supporting me of this event, of this of our new release book. So, and if there is a church or some organization that we could come to do a book signing, please let us know so we can continue to promote the book. And that is all I have tonight. And if you would like to be on the show one night, do the show yourself, or invite someone else, please let me know. I always need help in that area. I'm trying to get a number of people on the air throughout each month. So please, if you know anyone, please give me a call, and we'll get that person on. And I'm going to ask Sheila Coley to come on one night soon because she does taxes and financial advisor on different types of products. So she can, and this is the time for taxes. Trust her and look for your taxes because she does a great job and she has lots of experience with doing it for many years. And if you have family, friends, or neighbors, or anyone that need that, as asking for a tax person, she'll be the one that to refer. So one night soon, when she let her pick her Tuesday, and she'll come on and give you some information. And I'm sure there's new things happening every year on taxes. There's always updates. I did hear that if you won't be able to file your taxes until February sometime, so she can give us information regarding that. Any tax or credit or break that we have before Trump get in there and raise the taxes or will do whatever he might be doing. But anyway, she'll be coming on, I'm sure. Sometime this month would be a good time. So you can hear all the information that you need, and she, like I say, if you need a tax person, she is available. She need more customers, so please be mindful that you have people within our ministry that can help you. Also, if you need someone, handyman, painter, electrician, at the meeting, you can come to the meeting, and I have a list of different people, and we can all trade off. You have someone that you can recommend yourself. We should be there for each other, referencing, giving us good each other's good reference, and getting things done, because there's a lot of people who are always trying to, take advantage of you. So we. Everyone that I referred, I would say that they would do what they supposed to do in their profession. That no one's never taken advantage of me. These lists of people that I have. We also have lawn care too. So we have people that you can trust in getting these things done, and that's what the ministry is all about, helping you in every way that we possibly can. So just give me a call, and then I have a list, and then when we talk about it on Saturday, maybe some we can get some more people, you know, that's available to assist you with these different services. And that is all tonight. You have a great week, and I hope I see you Saturday morning from 10 to 10:30 a.m., and we will serve continental breakfast. And that is it. Good night, and hope to see you soon. And be blessed.
I can't see.